Welcome to Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.
Hello and welcome to today's show. I'm Robert Giovanetti. The last time the Supreme Court left Austin to hear arguments in Lubbock was in 2008 when Barack Obama was on the verge of his presidency and Hurricane Ike had just swept through Houston. 6 years later, Supreme Court justices descended on the Texas Tech School of Law Hunt courtroom again yesterday to hear oral arguments from two cases on their docket and to give students ranging from third-year law students to high school seniors a chance to see justice in action. Abigail Arroyos has more.
The Texas Tech School of Law's Hunt courtroom was humming with anticipation yesterday as the judicial branch of Texas government set up in Lubbock for the day. The nine justices traveled from Austin to hear arguments for two cases on their dockets in front of a crowd of Texas Tech and Lubbock community members. Darby Dickerson, the dean of the Texas Tech University School of Law, said this event was critical as part of the curriculum the law school develops for their students, especially in Lubbock.
It's part of our training mission for the students. And because we're in Lubbock, we have great courts here, but Austin isn't proximate. So last year we had the Court of Criminal Appeals. This year we have the Texas Supreme Court. It allows more of our students to have these opportunities to understand the working of the courts and to see how attorneys perform in front of the courts.
Thanks to a 1997 constitutional amendment that now allows the court to travel outside of Austin courtrooms, the court has heard arguments in Lubbock three times, including yesterday's events. According to Dickerson, this has created a tradition of bringing the judicial branch to the Texas Tech campus in the name of access.
We have a tradition here at Texas Tech of inviting courts onto our campus to hold actual proceedings. That's very important for the students here, for the concept of access to justice, just so our students and members of the community can understand what the court does to make that more transparent, and particularly for our law students to see how courts operate and to see how attorneys interact with the court.
Texas Tech law student Annie Ulrich says she attended to take in as much of the attorney's interaction with the court as possible, learning the real-world skills that the attorneys and justices use in everyday work.
I'm trying to learn from the perspective of a lawyer how to argue in front of the entire Supreme Court. I'm also trying to learn the different arguments that you can take in front of the justices and the manner of which to do it.
Texas Tech School of Law's Director of Advocacy Programs, Robert Sherwin, emphasized that the Supreme Court's visit to Lubbock was just another lesson in real-world skills that are taught every day at Texas Tech.
It means a lot for our students to be able to see in person the kinds of things that we've been teaching them last year, 2 years, or 3 years, to be able to put into context the kinds of things that they've been learning how to do and to see that what we're teaching them is really what they're going to have to do in the real world. And in a lot of cases, to kind of compare their own abilities at this stage in their law school life to what they see real lawyers doing.
The court broadcasts audio and video of case arguments online for anyone to access, according to their website. But Dickerson says that hearing arguments in person makes a difference in how those attending today's event, especially students, experience a Supreme Court hearing.
Courts are often the branch of government that people know the least about because the judges usually aren't going out and being on camera and interviewed like people in the executive branch or the legislative branch. The Supreme Court here broadcasts out its oral arguments, which I hope people know about, but getting to see it live is a different dynamic because you can see it three-dimensionally, if you will. You can see the attorneys, you can see the staff. So yes, I hope that they learn more about the types of cases that the court handles, how the judges comport themselves, how the attorneys prepare and interact.
Justice Phil Johnson is the lone Texas Tech alum on the court, with his bachelor's and law degree from Texas Tech University and the Texas Tech University School of Law. As a Texas Supreme Court justice, Johnson says he and his colleagues take their responsibility to justice and the people of Texas very seriously.
It just gives you a different sense. You see the nine of us together, you see how we give and take, and we think it's important as far as our public function as a court, not just to judge, but to be a part of Texas and let Texas be a part of us.
For KTTZ FM 89.1, I'm Abigail Arroyos.
Thanks for listening to Inside Texas Tech. I'm Robert Giovanetti. To question or comment about the court proceedings from yesterday's School of Law event, leave us your thoughts on our KTTZ Facebook page or tweet us at KTTZ.
This has been Inside Texas Tech on KTTZ FM 89.1.